Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday endorsed Republican National Committee Chair Rhona McDaniel to stay on in her position.
That Democrats spent a lot of time talking about how much they despise our president, but we heard very little about their actual policies.
With 72 million votes, Trump said that's the most votes any sitting president has received in U.S. history. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a seven-month low last week. But the pace of decline has slowed, and further improvement could be limited by more government lockdowns. Thursday's Labor Department numbers tell us initial claims for state unemployment benefits totaled 709,000 for the week ending November 7th. That's compared to 757,000 in the prior week. Tropical Storm Eta over Florida right now continues to break up and should pose only minor problems for the Sunshine State. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Ohio Representative Jim Jordan told Newsmax TV on Wednesday that one of his staffers received more absentee ballots in the mail than she should have, exposing the likelihood of election fraud.
We have a young lady who works for us, works for our personal office, also works for the committee, and she got her ballot mailed to her, and four other ballots arrived at her apartment of people who no longer live there, or maybe never lived there. We don't know. That is the danger when you just blanket out live ballots, you just throw them out there. That is the recipe for mischief, a recipe for problems.
Jordan received 70% of the vote a week ago and was elected to an eighth term in the House of Representatives from Ohio's 4th Congressional District. Here's some good news in these trying times. The divorce rate in America has fallen to its lowest level in 50 years, according to data from the Census Bureau. In 2019, for every 1,000 marriages, just 14.9 ended up in divorce. That's down from 15.1 the year before, 19 in 2010, and 23 out of 1,000 in 1980. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tonight's Thursday night football game should be a great matchup as the Indianapolis Colts travel to Music City and take on the Tennessee Titans at Nissan Stadium. Three-time Super Bowl champ Charlie Casserly tells NFL.com the keys for a Titans win.
But first of all, you got to block. DeForest Buckner at tackle. Justin Houston is a pass-rushing defensive end. So if we can protect, here's a couple areas where you can hit zone defense. They play a lot of zone defense. And this is a play that consistently has gained some yardage against the zone defense. The safeties are going to drop deep. The linebackers hang. There's an open area in there. You have to be patient against the zone. Don't force it. Take what is there.
And the keys for a Colts win.
Let's talk about running the football first. We want to run the ball at the inside linebackers. They do not shed blocks well. We get a tight end here and we get an offensive lineman on them. They don't shed one-on-one blocks. So we have to get to them. We can run the ball inside. I've seen this many times. I've previewed them before. I'm going after this one again. Run the ball inside the tackles. Get at the inside linebackers. Now, throwing the ball. They brought over Desmond King from the Chargers. Guess what? The Bears read the scouting report. Long speed. He's a good cornerback in a short area zone. Right now, Anthony Miller, he runs right by him here, so if he's in man coverage, we want to attack him with speed deep. You can also beat him with quick, shifty moves in an area.
First place is on the line as the Indianapolis Colts take on the Tennessee Titans. Game is at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network, Fox, and Amazon Prime Video. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, sometimes it's just fun to be me, right? And fun to be you, especially in times like this. But look at Fretch and None. I mean, we will continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And we're grateful for, you know, experts and those that are equally committed to the cause, like Megan Barth, who joins us now, founder, proprietor of BrighamBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I'm not ready to wrap up my tent. I mean, Fox News is wrapping it up. I mean, people are just, you know, even Republicans, and you know, they're just ready to, you know, call it a day over all these voting discrepancies. And you know, one part I can, I mean, it's hard for me because I'm just a fighter, and I don't like when I feel like I've been cheated or things are unfair. I don't know. I just have always been that way, I guess, even as a little kid. And here you see what we've gone through with this election, and it stinks to high heaven. I mean, we just feel like we got worked.
Or robbed.
Yes.
Yeah. Worked or robbed. Yeah, definitely. And I think that at least 72 million Americans believe that they were robbed, which is a significant portion of this country. Donald Trump increased his lead, I think, by just 2 million votes in the last week, where Joe Biden is losing votes because of computer glitches.
Mm-hmm.
Weird how just the glitches always end up for Biden.
Right.
And so we have what I've been talking about for many years, which is widespread voter fraud. Now, the press will say, well, they haven't proven it's widespread. I mean, do you have any proof? Well, if we had journalists, perhaps they would start looking into some of these allegations, as well as some of the evidence that has been produced by the Trump campaign, specifically the amount of dead people voting in this election.
Well, you see, and that's the thing. I mean, how many dead people actually? There's no question that it's reported. We get more reports on it, but I don't have a raw number. I know that, and you and I discussed this before, Judicial Watch did a deep dive just in Southern California alone. There were like 3 million people on the voter rolls there that should have been taken off, and they kind of said, okay, we'll give you 1.5, but they never took them off the rolls. And a good percentage of those were dead, but I don't have exact numbers. And this is the thing that the Democrats operate. As long as they keep it nebulous and they keep it gray and fuzzy, then it gives them all kinds of latitude in which to cheat and work the system. And this is why President Trump going into this knew, well, of course, not to mention the fact there was research done back in 08, right, where they said mail-in voting is a disaster. Don't do it. It just opens the door to all kinds of voter fraud and potential issues. But here we are all in the name of COVID. It's like, well, let's throw reason out the door and let's go ahead and subject something as critically important to our democracy to the test, right?
Right. And I just want to remind everybody that Democrats don't change voting laws to help Republicans. Democrats change voting laws to help Democrats. And what we saw since COVID hit back in March was over 300 lawsuits filed by Democrats and their operatives, including Eric Holder and Mark Elias. 300 lawsuits filed in state. And those lawsuits that they didn't win, they went around the legislature and they made consent agreements or consent decrees with compromised appointed officials, Democrat officials, whether they were in the registrar's office, the county registrar's office, which, you know, counts the votes like here in Orange County, or they made deals with the unelected election board in order to change laws, which is unconstitutional. You just don't change laws through lawsuits or consent decrees. You actually change laws at the state legislature, which is basically the basis of the lawsuit against Pennsylvania right now filed by the Trump campaign. So we have all of these lawsuits that are being filed on a daily basis against these states that use dirty voter rolls, and all of our voter rolls are pretty much dirty in states that don't require voter ID and don't maintain their voter rolls, like Nevada, for example. I was pointing out instances of fraud back in 2016, and I was widely ignored.
Right.
Widely ignored by the
Republicans. Well, you have guys like Eric Holder, you know, the former attorney general, saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. I mean, this is all, you know, Heritage Foundation has done a deep dive. They keep a count on this sort of thing. You and I have been talking about it consistently. Come on, you know, we just have to wake up to it. And this is so extreme right now because we've abandoned, you know, common sense things like a voter ID. We've listened to people who said, oh, you know, that oppresses, you know, a vote. Okay, well look, at some point, you've got to look at everything across the board and say, you know, depending on your perspective, you could argue that anything oppresses the vote. But, you know, I got to say that when you are utilizing the cemetery vote, people who have died, and I mean, and it wasn't like just recently. I mean, these are people that died. I mean, you got a guy that's 120 years old that's voting. And I think the other thing that I find quite curious that I spoke with, you know, Ed Pizzulli, who's an attorney down in Broward County who worked in Chicago. He used to say to me, Bill, routinely, in Chicago, they just said, hey, it's not over until we get the cemetery vote. And, you know, people laugh and, you know, kind of laugh about it. But, you know, this is really serious stuff. I mean, people's lives have been altered. I mean, that's how we got, you know, Franken, as a matter of fact, how he got elected by less than 1,000 votes. I mean, think about it. I mean, the kind of cheating and fudging that takes place, and I'm grateful. I tell you, I'm grateful that John James in Michigan has not given up the fight. Because I think that he's still, you know, they're going to find stuff. Just like in Nevada, you know, what we found out today that they dialed down and that one machine that verifies signatures, they dialed it down so that it would accept any signature that went through the process. You might as well, you know, why use the machine then? And so how many of those votes went through that should have been illegal, that should have been tossed out, but now they're put into the system?
Yes, that machine that was dialed down to 40% read over 200,000 ballots. 200,000 ballots. Now, I have a little bit of a manufacturing background. When you adjust the machine, you have to recalibrate and validate that machine, and that was never done.
Right.
They simply just dialed it down and then let the machine just run.
Why would they do that, Megan? I mean, just, you know, inquiring people want to know. Why would you dial it down?
To cheat.
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
You don't dial the machine down to 40% and then don't calibrate it and validate it after you do that. That's like process 101. I mean, anybody would know that. If you change a machine, you have to reprocess the machine. If you recalibrate the machine, or you have to revalidate it. It's
right.
Simple. They didn't do that. So why didn't they do it? Because they wanted to cheat. And so what we are seeing is massive cheating, and the press is going, well, where's the evidence? Well, if we had an honest press, they would go out and start interviewing these dead voters.
Yes.
They would start interviewing these officials that made these changes to counting and ask them why and how come. But we don't have an honest press anymore. We have a press that is cheerleading for a Joe Biden win.
Well, what's going on with these election boards? I mean, how come they're not held accountable? I mean, okay, the press isn't going to do their job. There might be, you know, James O'Keefe has done some things, but he's a one-man band, you know, by comparison. And I say one-man band, I mean, he's got a staff of people that are all going out there and doing their job, bless their hearts. But, I mean, we need, you know, these elections. There's got to be some force even beyond the media if the media's not going to do it. I mean, local governments, they're just going to just turn their head and accept this and put our democracy all at risk and in question right now. We've got more from Megan Barth. Stay with us right here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devils in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bricks and a pig in our door. Ready with your dog, fight, no child, no.
Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez.
Charlie Daniels tribute. Remind us of what happened last night at the CMAs, and as they, saluted Charlie Daniels. It's hard to think that, he passed this year. And but I'll tell you, we'll see what happens. It seems like the devil could be down there in Georgia, and we need good people to kick the devil out to make sure that those two Senate seats are protected. Megan, you've got Michael Moore. You've got people saying, hey, we're going to move to Georgia so that we can vote. I mean, to me, that just adds more to the voter fraud story. And they're so blatant about it, but they expect conservatives and the rest of us just to take it in the chin and just roll over and just say, well, that's just politics. And then, God forbid that I'm shocked over the corruption that is running rampant in our government. I mean, this is all part and parcel and contributes to the whole corruption story at the end of the day, doesn't it?
Well, not only their statements, but also the actions of the people who count the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it Fallon that says it doesn't matter who casts the votes, it matters, and I'm paraphrasing.
Who counts it? Exactly. Exactly.
So we have election officials and the counters that literally were boarding up windows like they were preparing for a riot, when in fact they were just trying to hide exactly what they were doing behind closed doors. That's stuff that happens in a banana republic. That's not stuff that should happen in a transparent, free, and fair election, which we have been promised since the beginning of time, since the founding of this country. And so we have election officials and counters and volunteers that would prefer to do things in the dark of night, behind closed doors with boarded up windows. Why are they hiding?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to hide?
Right.
Well, it's pretty apparent what they're hiding, and that's the fraud and graft and theft of legal votes. Every time a dead person votes, or an illegal alien votes, or a person votes twice, that takes away one legal vote. And what we are uncovering is massive systemic, not racism, fraud.
Right.
Massive systemic fraud. I've said for years that the fraud is in the voter rolls. It's already baked in the bread, right?
Yes.
In the dough.
Mm-hmm.
The dough is the voter roll. The ballot is the bread. And what we are seeing now is all that fraud rise to the top, and now we are seeing some sunlight actually being shown on the theft.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what needs to happen. I was saying to you while we were offline during break, is that I compiled a massive report which included a variety of instances of voter fraud in the Nevada 2016 presidential election, as well as our local and state elections. And I handed the evidence over to the FBI, the local FBI here in Nevada. They never opened the case. They were too busy trying to undermine the Trump presidency. The FBI.
Yeah.
And I also handed all of the evidence over to the state chairman of the Republican Party here in Nevada. He didn't do anything with it either, because our Secretary of State was a Republican, and it would have shined a bad light on her authority.
Mm-hmm.
It would have compromised the elected Republican. So they wanted nothing to do with it. Well, guess what? Now he is leading the charge on voter fraud here.
Right.
What a fraud he is.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had both parties, or at least the Republican Party, that has looked the other way while Democrats have been stealing elections for as long as Mayor Daley in Chicago, the first Mayor Daley, has been alive.
Exactly. If not even further back. Because they just do. It's the humanoid experience. And the thing is that happens, by and large, when you look at it, it's the Democrats. The Democrats are 10-degree black belts when it comes to voter fraud. They're well experienced. They've worked this out, time and time again. They knew, and Donald Trump warned everybody, this mail-in voting system, that the system itself was ill-prepared to handle this. I mean, you just can't overwhelm the system. And, and especially when you've got voter fraud running at all angles. I mean, we got the USPS involved in it. We've got board election officials. You've got Zuckerberg. Why does Zuckerberg earmark $350 million to some specific Democratic counties in some key states. Why would he do that? Because he just wanted to promote Facebook?
To influence the election.
Of course.
To influence the election. It's an in-kind donation to Democrats, much like the press is running cover for Joe Biden. That's an in-kind donation to Democrats. So the American people, those that are not socialists, are up against a wall of very powerful, influential people and processes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, you have the mainstream media, you have tech in general that have all been running cover for the Democrats. And as you mm-hmm. said, Donald Trump and many others were screaming, you cannot change the entire electoral process overnight under the guise of COVID, but yet they got away with it. They filed 300 lawsuits since March, the Democrats, by Mark Elias and Eric Holder. They've been, and when they couldn't reach a win through a lawsuit, then they would just kind of drop the lawsuit and say, oh, well, we reached an agreement with the local elections board. They're not going to verify signatures
right.
in the largest county in Nevada or in mm-hmm. the largest county in Wisconsin or wherever they filed a lawsuit. And so this is part of the challenge of the legal challenge that Trump has crafted, specifically in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State, who's a total Marxist,
right.
Basically said, oh, well, we can count any ballot that comes in basically any time 3 days after the election. Well, what good is Election Day?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that even when Justice Alito called him on it and said, you know, this seems a bit spurious here and insecure, and they go, well, you know, prove to us that we did something wrong. I mean, the audacity, you know, for them to say, you know, well, prove to us, you know, so they're, you know that they're flat out cheating. And it just reminds me again, and I've said this to the audience on several occasions, it reminds me of Dinesh D'Souza when he talked about how the cons, they never give up the con. And again, this isn't Republicans that are, I mean, yes, Republicans are acquiescing, I get that part. But the ones that are doing this, that are perpetrating this voter fraud upon 350 million Americans, are the Democrats. They're these socialists, these globalists, these corporate entities. How else does the Democratic Party raise the kind of money that they raised in this last election, that they were able to, you know, what, at least in three Senate campaigns, drop down over $100 million in each of them? That's
right.
Unprecedented.
It is. Susan Collins in Maine, Lindsey Graham in South Carolina, as well as, can't remember the third.
Well,
John James. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been dropped into these state Senate races. We've never seen that before. The Democrats always want to talk about dark money. Well, what about your dark money?
Exactly.
You got a lot of dark money coming into the Democrat Party. And this is the battle of the soul of the nation, whether or not we're going to go up or whether we're going to go down, whether we're going to go down into the bowels of socialism led by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, or whether we're going to go up with in the spirit of what is America, which is liberty, freedom, and the freedom for peaceful assembly and expression.
Exactly.
Our vote is our voice.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have now is a compromised election, which has compromised our voices, and we are at the risk of having a government that is not representative of the will of the people.
Yeah. Well, the cancel culture has struck again in a big way, and of all things to cancel, our votes. I mean, what a huge victory for them if they're able to get away with this, Megan.
If they are able to get away with it, and unfortunately this election will be decided in the court. Not something that I want, but this is what the Democrats prepared for, and this is what the Democrats designed. Pure chaos.
Well, chaos it is, and ladies and gentlemen, this is not for the faint of heart. This is for freedom-loving patriots, and we have to armor up and understand that this is going to be a battle, and a battle worth fighting, not only for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
this year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-dash or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday endorsed Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel to stay on in her position.
That Democrats spent a lot of time talking about how much they despise our president, but we heard very little about their actual policies.
With 72 million votes, Trump said that's the most votes any sitting president has received in U.S. history. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits fell to a seven-month low last week. But the pace of decline has slowed and further improvement could be limited by more government lockdowns. Thursday's Labor Department numbers tell us initial claims for state unemployment benefits totaled 709,000 for the week ending November 7th, as compared to 757,000 in the prior week. Tropical Storm Eta over Florida right now continues to break up and should pose only minor problems for the Sunshine State. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Michael Betras joins us. He's a coronavirus researcher and author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. As I'll tell you, if this is to happen, if Joe Biden is in fact our next president, and what they're talking about, you can look forward to another lockdown. I mean, even Dr. Fauci is suggesting maybe another 4 to 6 weeks of a lockdown. Are you kidding me, Michael? Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What the heck is going on? I mean, this whole deal. I mean, let's face it. COVID has become a political nightmare. It has been weaponized. The Democrats have used it to no end. I mean, this is what confuses the voter politic and people at large, where, you know, we're told to trust the science, and the science gives us some goofy mixed up readout that is laden with some, you know, political poison in a sense. And then they're so surprised that we just don't believe them.
Yeah, it was right. And to tag on to that, it was Dr. Michael Osterholm just joined Biden's
yes.
COVID task force team. He had suggested a federal national lockdown for 4 to 6 weeks. And the question that really needs to be asked here is, what is the end game here? Mm-hmm. Because we locked down 8 months ago under the guise that we would have an overflow of hospitalizations, particularly ICUs, mm-hmm. by a factor of three. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, while I was studying the data before that and had already started this, I there was no way that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But you can see some reasoning behind mm-hmm. that. It's very clear right now we're at 6.6% nationally of people with SARS-CoV-2 in the hospital. That doesn't even mean that those are all in there with COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not going to have hospitals overflow. That's clear. Not anywhere in the country. So really, what's the end game out of the lockdowns?
Yeah. But why are some suggesting that the hospitals are starting to get overwhelmed?
Well, one, there could be a couple things that are happening. When specific communities get hit, there certainly is a rush. That's true in New York. That was true in Detroit and, you know, a lot of other places. The other thing is what hospitals will typically do is put like a majority of their COVID patients all in one unit. So it is possible that while a community or a state might have a low occupancy of COVID-19 patients, a single hospital could be fairly full. That is how they do it. So, but that you have to kind of look at the big picture. And what nobody talks about, other than Dr. Scott Atlas, is the consequences of the lockdowns.
Right.
So we're at about 350,000 excess deaths so far this year, and a third of those are lockdown deaths. So two thirds are COVID deaths. But when you start piecing it out, you take the one third of lockdown deaths minus the other, we're really talking about twice a flu season for all the, in terms of a net death impact for all the collateral damage we're causing.
Well, again, getting back to the numbers, and of course, here we are so exercised over numbers, we don't even know what to believe from the government anymore. We still can't figure out the vote right now. But again, see, this all impacts our perception. And here we are dealing with this pandemic when we need to, be reasonable about this on all levels. And, of course, going back to the early days, we used a model from the Imperial College, which, just has so much veracity because they've given us such great models over the year that we should believe them once again, combined with the WHO. Also, their numbers are precarious and the things that they've said. And, they seem to be, supporting the communist Chinese. So there's no sense of, objectivity here. So here we are. We've got a tiger by the tail trying to make sense out of this. And, in the midst of this, we have all this, political brinksmanship that's going on, and the mainstream media has checked out because they want to support a projected end that is antithetical to the current administration. And here we are, we the people, we're the effect of all this insanity.
Yep, Bill, you nailed it. Everything you said was absolutely correct. And the polls really support it. I mean, a few weeks ago, there was a Gallup poll that came out. Only 3% of Democrats want things to return to normal, but only 54% of Republicans did. So you've really got two-thirds of the country, if you believe that poll, but let's say it's materially close.
Mm-hmm.
You've got two-thirds of the country that's fearful of this and doesn't want things reopened, and it's because they don't understand the context of what's happening.
How fearful? Put this in perspective, Michael. You've been studying this for so long. And that, we talk about flu. We've had other pandemics that we've had to deal with. But where we are right now and still trying to understand COVID, how serious and how fearful, and I hate to use the word fearful, but it's real. This is what a lot of people are feeling even to this day. I mean, to the point that if you're in an area of other people and you're not wearing a mask, Lord have mercy, they all but want to throw a hazmat outfit on you and kick you out of the building. It's getting very, very reactive right now.
Right, right. So, if you really want to contextualize this, COVID-19 is very, very real if you are over 75. Mm-hmm. And so an example, I've got 89-year-old parents in Detroit, and we've kind of kept them close to home. For 8 months.
Right.
I got a 20-year-old son away at college at a Big 12 school, and I told him to live his life like I am, as freely as he can.
Right.
And so that's really kind of what you do. There's if you're under, 70 and you don't have a couple specific comorbidities, including severe obesity is the biggest one if you're under 50 or 60,
right.
You're just really not at measurable risk. I mean, I personally have known about 25 people that have tested positive, and actually my best friend, who's a little over 50, he and his wife just tested positive over the weekend, they're not symptomatic. So, there's just understanding some contextualizing this for everybody. They would be less fearful if they just understood some of this. And when you hear these huge case numbers, it sounds daunting.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably have 150 million people that have been infected with this. And
right.
So if we're going to do 1 million tests a day, you know, we're going to uncover those little nuggets.
Yeah, exactly. And just because they are infected doesn't mean a death sentence for them. And of course, the media and even Dr. Fauci at times has poo-pooed, you know, the idea of herd immunity. But herd immunity is a reality, isn't it, Michael?
So herd immunity is if you can look at it almost conceptually just like a vaccine. There's two ways that you get out of a pandemic. And if you look at the Hong Kong flu, the Asian flu, and the Spanish flu was the big one 100 years ago, you get out of those by immunity. One way is a vaccine that prevents transmission, mm-hmm. or you get it and get out of it and develop your own immunity, and then you can't transmit it. Yeah. Anybody that doesn't believe those are the two outs, they just don't look at the data.
Right.
And so in the absence of a vaccine, herd immunity is the only way through this. And so, you know, Scott Atlas was right when he kind of conceptually said, what you really need to do is sort of let it filter through society,
right,
while really protecting those that are vulnerable, and you'll get out of this.
Well, why do they, and speaking of Scott Atlas, you mentioned his name a couple of times, and I think he's very reasonable when I hear him, but you also hear right on the heels of any of his reports, he's so quickly invalidated, whether it is even from Dr. Fauci himself. It's almost like he's not a real doctor or something, you know.
Right. You know, I read that, you know, I read quite a bit, and there was a tagline in an article in Politico that came out a couple days ago. And the last line was, Dr. Scott Atlas has no experience in epidemiology or something else. And mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci has, you know, 30 years or whatever. Okay. But, you know, I'm not a doctor myself. I've just studied the data, and I would, you know, just about give up my house to debate Dr. Fauci on a live stage. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's a point when you can just study the data and see what's in front of you. Scott Atlas has come up with some very reasonable, sort of explanations or suggestions for how you get through this. And the reason is Scott's looking at two sides. Scott's looking at, and I'd say I am too, and a lot of people in my camp, you're looking at the health risk and the consequence of the lockdowns. Mm-hmm. And people like Fauci and Osterholm and the Biden camp, they're only looking at it from a health risk perspective, and you're trying to get that to an absolute zero,
right.
That's impossible.
Not going to happen.
They never talk about the consequences of the lockdowns.
Yeah, and this is what President Trump has been consistent in echoing. You know, when he set out initially, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And here we are. I mean, we have met that. And, of course, the mainstream media and others, because we're not united in coming against this enemy, this pandemic, like we should be, because it's just been weaponized as a political tool for the left right now, sadly, at the expense of everyday Americans. Michael Betras, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date. Be safe.
Thank you so much, Bill.
This is sponsored by Abbott. November is American Diabetes Month, and this year has posed unique challenges for the more than 30 million Americans living with the condition. Good nutrition is more important than ever, not only for blood sugar management, but also for immune support. However, if you're living with diabetes, you know it's not always easy to make good food choices and plan appropriate meals. That's where Abbott's Lucerna shakes can help. These meal or snack replacement shakes have Carb Steady, blends of low glycemic carbohydrates to help minimize blood sugar spikes, as well as protein to help manage hunger. And with vitamins A, D, antioxidants, and zinc, the shakes also contain nutrients to support immune health. Talk to your doctor about how you can incorporate Glucerna into your diabetes meal plan, whether it's as a convenient breakfast replacement or a protein-packed snack. It's available at all major retailers, including Amazon, and you can visit Glucerna.com for more info.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Now, I tell you, I don't know what I miss more. The Juju Bees movies, you know, because we just can't go to the lobby these days. But, hey, we can go and listen to the movie guy, Steve Evans. Ooh, I jumped on the voice. Sorry about that. Yes, Steve Evans, the movie guy, is with us right now, direct from the movie capital of the world. We're talking Hollywood, California, and it still is the movie capital, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You might have to wait a little while longer for those jujubes because we have the theaters closing down again. I mean,
yeah, I know exactly. Everything's gone purple again. Is it the entire state's gone purple?
They're on
the
purple zone? Well, I'm not sure about that, but I know there are various reports of movie theaters, you know, having to close. The numbers this week look pretty good, actually, mm-hmm. but like I say, it's going to go the other way. Let Him Go was number one. It was number one, making about $4 million. That was followed by Come Play, The War with Grandpa, Honest Thief, and Tenet, rounding out the top five.
Well, like you say, Steve, hang on 1 second. These numbers are a little bit better. Is it just people kind of, you know, maybe just getting used to it and just saying, look, I'm going to go to the movies, you know, whatever, in the areas where they can go? Because we've been around 2 million, but now we're up to 4. This is, you know, kind of a, I have the sense that maybe we're feeling a little bit better about this.
Well, yeah, I guess we could look at it that way. 4 million is a lot. But it is a long way away from what the numbers used to be, though. So.
Well, it can't buy you a Senate seat.
Well, certainly can't. I think that it's going to be the middle of next year before we get back to semi-normal. I think that's the way things are looking.
Is that what your crystal ball says, middle of next year?
I am not a medical expert. I certainly don't even play one on TV. But think that probably is what's going to happen. Yeah. We do have some great movies, though, opening up this weekend online and in the select theaters across the country. And if you've been wondering where all the big names have been, they're showing up this weekend. We have some terrific films. Let's start with Mank. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a movie that I've been talking about for a while. It was supposed to, you know, people are saying it's going to open up on December the 4th. Well, all of a sudden it pops up on Netflix. It's opening up this weekend on Netflix, which should make it available to pretty much everybody because everybody has Netflix these days. Mm-hmm. And this is a movie 89% are recommending, but it's a movie by David Fincher. Now, David Fincher is a very talented guy. He directed Gone Girl, Social Network, Zodiac, Fight Club. And this is a movie in done in black and white, which follows screenwriter Herman J. Mankiewicz in his tumultuous career and development of the Orson Welles iconic film masterpiece Citizen Kane.
Yes, exactly.
And
great movie.
I've always been fascinated by this era. I think it's
You know, yeah, because here in California, we have, of course, Hearst Castle. That's down the road up, up in San Simeon, not far from where I am, on PCH, Marion Davies, you know, her little
house. Oh, yeah.
And all that business, which you can still see. And the backstory behind Citizen Kane has always just fascinated me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a movie about that, seen through the eyes of this alcoholic screenwriter, Herman J. Mankiewicz, and how they put together this movie. And, you know, here you got Orson Welles. He's 24 years old, you know, hot shot on Broadway. He did War of the Worlds on the radio.
Right.
He came out to Hollywood, and they gave him complete creative control.
Wow.
Which is never...
Unheard of. Yeah.
Well, unheard of back then, especially. Even now, you don't get complete creative control. And he said, you know, when you listen to him talk about it, he said, I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know what I couldn't do. So he's just like, okay,
exactly.
Let's do this. Well, let's try that. Let's,
hey.
And as a result, and then he had the gall to take on William Randolph Hearst.
Yes.
Who was incredibly powerful, had this huge newspaper empire. And not the person to mess with, but that's exactly where they went. So it's a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. It's called Mank, out on Netflix this weekend.
Good one. Good one to see.
Good
I
one,
like
yeah.
that. Yeah, exactly.
I should mention Gary Oldman, Amanda Seyfried, and Tuppence Middleton. And Gary Oldman plays Mankiewicz, as they say. I mean, it says Oscar, as they say, written all over.
Really?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We have another movie out called, it was done by Ron Howard, which is not getting good reviews, but it has a terrific cast. And I'm not sure what happened here, how it went off the rails, but only 26% are recommending Hillbilly Elegy.
Hmm.
And this
that's unlike Ron, that's not like Ron Howard.
No, you know, we're talking Apollo 13, Beautiful Mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy knows what he's doing.
Right.
For whatever reason, this seems to be a misfire, or maybe not. I don't know. You should check out the trailer and see what you think. But it stars Amy Adams and Haley Bennett and Glenn Close. Are you somebody, did you ever read the book?
No, I did not, but I'm just looking at this poster here. I mean, this is Hillbilly Elegy. I mean, this is...
Well, it's about this Yale law student, which, you know, this is based on the book by J.D. Vance.
Yes.
And it was a memoir that came out in 2016 about the Appalachian values of his Kentucky family and their relation to the social problems of his hometown in Middletown, Ohio, where his mother's parents moved when they were young. But, you know, he went off to Yale. I mean, he kind of escaped all this, and he was able to go to Ohio State, and then he went to Yale Law School. Then he's drawn back to his hometown, has to grapple with all this family history. So it's a terrific story. It was a bestseller, and for whatever reason, well, maybe not. Check out the trailer. See what
you just never know. But the picture there in the poster of Amy Adams and Glenn Close is like, I keep blinking my eyes here and thinking, what am I not seeing here?
Yeah. Speaking of Amy Adams, I saw on television the other night, I got hooked into Julie and Julia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's about this woman and she decides to cook all the recipes in Julia Child's cookbook and do a blog. It's, you know, it's an older movie, but something that is kind of cool if you get a chance to see it. All right, we have a movie called Ammonite. 71% recommending this one. This takes place in 1840s England. Acclaimed but overlooked fossil hunter Mary Anning and a young woman sent to convalesce by the sea develop an intense relationship, altering both of their lives forever. So this is a romance between these two women, played by, speaking of big names, Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
Ronan.
Yeah.
And Gemma Jones is in this one. And James
is Kate like an automatic to this kind of genre? Almost, it seems.
It takes a lot of these parts, right?
Yes.
And it's kind of an interesting film because it takes place in this particular period of time, and she is a paleontologist, which was, I suppose, a field that women didn't often go into back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like an interesting film. Check out the trailer. That looks. And then a movie which is absolutely hysterical, so I'm told.
Mm-hmm.
It was big at Sundance. It was up at Telluride. It's a movie called The Climb. And this is a look at the friendship between these two guys. It spans over many years. Got these two lifelong pals test the boundaries of their friendship when a woman comes between them. But that is just the beginning of the story.
Yes.
And, just, you should check out the trailer because this really, if you need a good laugh, this may be it this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of bike riding and hilarious mayhem.
And no bicycle steroids or anything like that? Or
I don't know.
Enhancement drugs or anything?
There are some. There is some substance abuse in this particular movie.
Well, yeah, you got a woman in there. That's substance abuse right there, isn't it? Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said that.
93% recommending the climb and the checkout.
And it's funny, though, huh?
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, good. Okay.
A comedy, which we all need. Okay, we have.
Oh, do we?
Come
yes.
Away. Now, here, another great cast here. We have Angelina. Listen to this cast.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie, Michael Caine, Gugu Mbatha-Raw, Derek Jacobi, David Oyelowo. Come Away is the movie. 55% are recommending. This is another origin story for Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan and his sister Alice, they embark on these adventures to Neverland and Wonderland. Their eldest brother dies, you see, and Peter and Alice, they seek to save their parents from despair until they're forced to choose between home and their imagination.
Mm.
The stage for their iconic journeys into Wonderland and Neverland. So.
Wow.
They say it's not getting great reviews. 55% are recommending. It's kind of a grim premise.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole story, they say, isn't fully developed, but it is something you should check out. I recommend just go, you know, go online and start checking out all these.
You have nothing else. You can go around and tell people that you saw a movie with Gugu Mbatha-Raw and David Oyelowo. I mean, our favorite name that it's only taken us a year and a half to figure out how to pronounce.
Very
right?
Impressive, just the fact that you're able to pronounce those names.
Well, yeah, so, exactly. Well, I'm following your lead. You're a good tutor.
So we also have, this is an Apple original movie called Wolfwalkers, which is great reviews, 97%, animated film. This is a young apprentice hunter and her father journey to Ireland to help wipe out the last wolf pack. But everything changes when she befriends a free-spirited girl from a mysterious tribe rumored to transform into wolves by night. So thus the plot thickens.
Mm.
Wolfwalkers, it's called. Out on Apple TV this weekend, 97% recommending that one. Another great cast, Leslie Ann Warren, and Michael Shannon in this one. Patrick Schwarzenegger also in a movie called Echo Boomers. This is based on the true story of five college graduates deciding to, the best way to get back at their unfair economy and live the life they've always wanted is to steal from Chicago's richest and give to themselves.
Why not?
The Robin Hood thing.
Yeah, God helps those that help themselves, so to speak. I guess so.
But like I say, it's a great cast. Leslie Ann Warning, Michael Shannon, I love his stuff. Patrick Schwarzenegger, of course, that is the Terminator's son.
You think so?
I think so. Not many people have that long that last name. Echo Boomers, rated R, only 20% recommending, and that is out there on Fandango and Vudu, those two papers.
And as you say, they're disillusioned thieves, so put that in perspective, right?
Disillusion, but you know, perhaps when they come into the money, their spirits will pick up. Who knows?
For just a moment, anyway.
Another movie called Dreamland. Now, this is kind of interesting. This is out on Apple TV, also on Vudu and Fandango. Got a teen bounty hunter torn between helping or capturing a seductive fugitive bank robber hiding in his small town during the Great Depression. Interesting film. It's called Dreamland, and even more interesting, it's starring Margot Robbie.
Ooh.
We always like to show up for anything Margot's in. Dreamland, might want to check that one out on Apple TV this weekend. So we have a lot going on here. We have a lot to choose from this weekend. What looks good to you?
I'll tell you, right at the top, I want to see Mank. Mank sounds good.
Doesn't it sound great?
Yeah, and maybe just for a little chaser there, I want to check and see why they were so unfair to my buddy Ron Howard. That's not right. Just saying.
Yeah, those are out there this weekend. Mank
exactly.
Is definitely on my list. And they
well, he's the movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Do you